And welcome back to One Winning Drive. Kadri joins us now. And Q, as we look ahead to Cincinnati, let's go back to November 10th, just a couple of weeks ago, when the Ravens beat the Bengals in overtime. How did they do it?
You know, I thought that the Ravens played a really smart game, taking advantages of situations when the opportunity presented itself. Offensively, they did a great job in the red zone. They were 2 of 3 converting as far as scoring. Then at the same time, defensively, they did a masterful job of pressuring Andy Dalton, really confused him on a lot of their looks. They wound up with 5 sacks and 3 interceptions. Let's go ahead and take a look at what happened in that game. And we talked about the red zone. This is where, you know, the Ravens have struggled in recent weeks. And I think if they can do a better job against the Bengals, at the Bengals, they're going to do a really fine job of getting a victory and an opportunity to advance into the playoffs. This is really quick, a nice, easy slant route, but it's about making sure you understand your matchups and then executing once you see and identify the matchup. Great throw by Joe Flacco. Look how quick and tight this window is. A lot of things happen down in the red zone so quickly, and you got to be on point and ready to take advantage of it. I thought Joe Flacco did a great job of ball placement, and then you see in Torrey Smith, knowing he's going to go and up for the ball, but get hit as well, so no big deal. Dennis Pitta, with him back into the offense, that's where, again, I think the matchup is to watch for. When he is there in the red zone, I think that he is such a matchup nightmare for defenses. That's where if you can get him one-on-one, it can exploit a defense.
And how about defensively for the Ravens?
Again, and we talked about that pressure. And I thought Dean Pease did a great job of confusing the looks for Andy Dalton. And it's all about showing ghost. In other words, it looks as though this is going to be a 5-man look. That means that Andy Dalton is going to have an isolation for his tight ends on some double end routes. Well, that might have happened if you had that 5-man pressure, but because of Jameel McClain and Elvis Dumervil dropping back into coverage, it messed up his throwing lanes and at the same time allowed the sack to happen. Let's go ahead and look at it in the end zone. You see with Jameel McClain, he's going to pepper up into the line of scrimmage. Andy Dalton thinks, I gotcha. But he's not realizing that Elvis Dumervil is going to drop back, take away the one tight end. Now his vision goes to his second tight end, Smith. There's nothing to go there. And now Arthur Jones in with the sack. Oh, we talked about Arthur Jones. Look how he just does a great job of one-on-one battling. This is a team that plays well at home. Well, you got to win your one-on-one matchups on the road. And Arthur Jones does a fine job of getting to Andy Dalton here. Communication is vital when you're talking about going up against a team explosive like the Bengals. This right here was designed to have some confusion as far as who has who. No big deal. Because of the smart communication, now Andy Dalton, as opposed to saying, well, I got you, flips it around, they got him. Great job of Tyson staying with it and being relentless at Andy Dalton. Why did that happen? Because the secondary had great communication, everybody understanding their assignment and executing it. It was no wonder that they got the victory back in November. You're talking about 5 sacks on Andy Dalton and 3 interceptions. Fantastic job.
Since then, the Bengals have really stabilized their offensive line. I think they've only given up 3 sacks.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that had to do with just, you know, being smart at the point of attack and trusting your technique. Here's where Elvis Dumervil, I think, comes in and reasserts himself. Terrell Suggs reasserts himself, looks back at that tape and realizes, look, is it a speed rush? Is it a bull rush? Am I going to swim and get an inside move? Whatever the technique might be, and we saw them really, really get to Andy Dalton, absolutely, you're going to need your A game come Sunday.
And a result, an overtime win for the Ravens at home against the Bengals. When we come back, a man who was a mainstay at Ravens games sings his farewell to Baltimore. Stay with us.